This is 3G, Three Guys Self-Help, episode 23, test, recorded live on July 13th, 2008. That's exactly right. Oh, well, looky here. Awesome.
What the? It's a bear podcast.
3G, the nature podcast. We're live.
I've seen the honeys in season again today.
What?
Nothing. Bear humor.
Clearly.
I had to put on a shirt. I had to dress up for the occasion.
Oh, so it was bear. That's funny.
So funny, how long has it been since we've done one of these?
January 14th was our last one of 07.
Was it 07? Wow.
You've just been sitting there waiting?
Well, I think we stopped doing them because Skid wasn't on the net anymore.
That may be. I think we just had, I think it was a bunch of different things kind of went down. I think we stopped doing it for a couple weeks, and then we just never got back into the habit.
Well, basically, you know what the problem is. I said I wouldn't do another podcast until New Kids on the Block got back together. So
well,
now, I am fulfilling my end of the bargain.
Your NKOTB destiny.
Yep. Has anybody heard that song, the new Kids song?
I didn't realize there was one.
The new Kids.
What was that?
Is that what they're going by? The new Kids?
No. I just didn't want you to get confused with one of their many, many older albums. So I wanted to basically state I was talking about the new Kids album.
Because I'm so up to date with all of their other stuff.
Really?
It was a joke.
Oh.
I don't get it.
Neither do I. Zing! What up,
King? Woo!
Waka waka waka.
Woo.
So what's up, homos? What do you guys been
doing?
Did
we figure out what we gotta do?
We are recording as we speak.
That is so against my Seventh Amendment rights.
I think the Seventh Amendment had nothing to do with recording podcasts. I'm pretty sure it had something to do probably with cherry trees and slaves.
Cherry trees and slaves. Is that a new New Kids song?
That's a new rock band, ain't it?
That's a Ben and Jerry's flavor, actually.
Cherry trees and slaves. That's disgusting.
It is.
I can't believe you would make light of that.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. You're awesome.
I'm a little bit of a racist, I guess.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. I mean, no, it's bad.
It's bad.
Racism is cool, and there's not nearly enough of it.
That's right.
That's bad, too.
So, what's everybody been up to? I'll go first.
Good idea.
No, I really don't want to go first. Let's get Dustin. Deacon, go first.
Not much, actually.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah. you
pink,
know.
Pink. Let's just keep moving.
It's going to be a short podcast. Oh, let's see. I've been married 3 times since the last podcast.
3 times? Wow.
Yep. Fortunately, I moved to Utah during that time, so I didn't get any divorces. Pretty convenient little thing they got going on down there.
Yeah, I know.
And then for about 6 days, I went down to California, so one of those marriages is actually gay.
Oh, well, good. Way to keep your options open.
Thank you. Absolutely. Outside of that, I'm going to graduate in a year from school, which is crazy talk.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is awesome. But
I'm still going to school. I'll be going to school when your kids go to school, but I'm still going to school.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much all. I've got work and school.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. So what about you, Rabbit?
Well, I just got done finishing up a Southwestern tour.
You just got done finishing up?
I just finished on a Midwestern tour, lead role in the Vagina Monologues.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun.
That is badge-tastic.
Yes, it is. We just added another little boy to the family. Little Ethan. He's almost 3 months old now. And that's about it, really. Just making babies and doing plays.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks. Wife's tired.
Yeah, I can bet. Yeah. I can imagine. So
actually, you can probably hear him in the background.
Is that Ethan?
That would be Ethan.
He got a job yet?
No, he does not have a job yet.
You just coddle him. You just keep him in the nest forever,
right.
Don't you?
Absolutely.
Man, that's great. Good for you.
So, so did we do D yet? Or D, hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just hanging out listening, enjoying the vibes, man.
D's got some big news.
Yeah, what's up, D?
I'm losing weight.
Hey, congratulations. I'm sure it'll show up.
I'm getting it back, but you know.
Oh.
But I lost it in the first place, so that's got to be good for something.
It is. It is. And then, D, don't
you... And the fact that I gain it back is even better. It means that I'm not a quitter. Well, I'm a quitter, but then, you know, I'm a winner, then I'm a quitter. You know. Vicious cycle.
So you got all the bases covered.
Oh, you piece of shit.
Hey, buddy, I'm just trying to be supportive here.
Yeah.
And.
Sorry. We have a new cat in the apartment.
That's what we call a laptop around my house.
He's quite into every little thing that moves or trills or. He turned off the internet this morning, so.
The whole internet?
It pretty much shut it down.
All of it?
Stood on the modem and goes, hey, standby. Okay, click. Everything went dead. But I fixed it. I cut off his paw, so it won't happen again.
Is that a Motorola modem?
Actually, yes, it is. It's
Why,
the biggest thing
prone?
I've ever seen in my life.
Sorry, I'm just the geek in me speaking out. When you said standby button, I knew exactly what you were talking about.
Speaking of geeks, man, it took you damn long enough to figure out how to turn on your computer and get this thing going.
Well, you know, when you're trying to make software work that the company's disappeared off the face of the planet, it could take a little while.
Huh, well, it looks like you got plenty of excuses installed, so at least you had those quick and available.
See, they teach you that the tech excuses training was you wasted.
Nice job.
Thanks.
Is that a master's level course? 400?
Yeah, it comes right after the My Boot and Your Ass 101 course.
Yeah, I didn't get that upgrade.
Yeah.
I would ask if anybody's seen any movies lately, but I don't really care.
Damn!
I'm just kidding. I just haven't had a chance to see some of the movies I really want to see, so I'm afraid to talk.
Surely you've seen a movie between the since the last time we spoke.
I don't know, but don't call me Shirley.
I did see Airplane.
I saw E.T.
The movie?
I got you fuckers beat. I saw Iron Man.
Yeah, that's what I don't want to talk about.
Hey, guess what? I still haven't seen Superman.
Christ, it's on WGN. You can watch it anytime you want now.
I don't even just to spite you assholes. I'm not seeing it.
Well, you're gonna go without seeing it then, huh?
What?
What?
The hell?
That's good podcast right there.
Yeah, it is. That's quality entertainment.
That's what people tune in for. Dead air.
I thought about shaving my balls. At what age do you finally get enough growth that you go, okay, we need to do something about it?
When you get a girl that says, hey, you know what really turns me on?
Is a pillow stuffed with.
What?
My wife just came in to disagree with the whole ball shaving experiment.
What's too much work?
Experiments. What'd you do? Use Nair?
No.
One of those laser surgery things? Electrolysis? Finger in the light socket?
I said I've been thinking about it. I haven't really, formulated a plan.
I see. So I guess that's another podcast.
I just recently started cleaning out the nose hairs. Those suckers get in there deep.
Thank God. God, you had some wild fucking nose hairs.
Hey,
For two months, I thought you had a mustache.
Yeah, and you know, for Christmas, I should have took the hint. My sister got me this nose hair trimmer thing, and it's just like this little round thing, and you put it up your nose, and I smoked that sucker out. So I guess there's some lady in town that charges like $75, and she shoves like popsicle sticks with hot wax on the end of them up your nose.
And I thought we were still talking about the testicles.
No. And then, you let it harden, and then she just yanks them sons of bitches right out of your nose. I'm not going to do that, but I just thought that you guys would like to know that that option is out there.
As it turns out, no.
Yeah.
I didn't really want to know that there was somebody that would charge you $75 to shove hot wax up your nose and yank it out.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really get the hairs out, but it hurts like hell.
I'll do that for 20.
There you go. That's a lucrative business.
I'm sure she's got people knocking down the door, but I can't imagine she gets a lot of repeat business.
Plus, that happy ending sucks.
Yeah.
You want happy ending? Oh God, no.
Yeah, that's just nasty. So, anything else going on, really?
I'm looking for a new job.
Really? What happened to Brown?
Brown's still there.
Is it?
Yeah. It's just time. Been working there 6.5 years.
Has it been that long?
It has been that long.
Chris, I guess when you don't have a job, time just kind of flies by.
Hey, D's got a job, right, D? Yeah. You still got a job?
Yeah. I'm still currently employed. 1 week down.
Yeah, come on. That's worth the hand right
after
there.
Over 2.5 years, I finally got me a job.
That's awesome.
Nice work.
Well, you know that I change jobs, right, Pink?
depends on which time.
I've only changed jobs once in my life.
RSC and then tech place that I can't remember the name of.
Right. United Telephone.
United Telephone.
I guess. Yeah.
Do you need to look at a pay stub or something to see?
No, I'm just wondering. I'm just...
He's looking up the acronyms, like, what?
Yeah.
It's United, United Telecom. Telecom, that's what it
Telecom.
Is.
Telecom, right. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. You need top-notch A1 business. Go to United Tele.
Damn right. You know what? We are a major provider for southwestern Kansas. Of stuff, of lots of stuff.
What do you provide? Happy endings?
Yeah.
You want the happy endings with that tech call?
Well, seeing how there's not much in Southwest Kansas, that's not really saying a lot, Joe.
You know, it's always fun to bash on the Southwest Kansas guy, but you know, it's not too bad. We're getting a casino. Did you know
on
that?
Southwest Kansas, it should be called a cowcino.
Does this casino actually have real machines or just like change machines?
No, it's real machines.
And a dollar. Oh, look at that shiny coin.
It's a real machine.
I got a North Dakota.
Where's it going to be at?
Does it really matter at this point? I mean.
Well, I just want to know how many people is not going to show up.
You'll
be are they going to put it?
Just wait. I guess
are they going to put it on the Boot Hill Complex?
No. They need to put something there. I speaking of the Boot Hill Complex, I was telling a few people at work the other day about when we blew up the trash can. Remember?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was a
They probably peed their pants.
It was hilarious.
That story is always hilarious.
Yes.
Especially when you tell it. You're a master storyteller.
I am.
And humble, too.
Yep.
Maybe you ought to tell it.
I'm not telling it. Keezer needs to tell it.
No, I don't need to tell it. You need to tell it.
No, I don't need to tell it.
First, you borrow you on a both check and see if the years of charges being pressed against you have passed so you don't get any trouble.
Yeah, what is the statute of limitations on that?
I don't know. Is there ever, with the Patriot Act, you might be considered a terrorist threat right now.
That's possible. Actually, just saying that on a recorded podcast, I'm sure, has probably red flagged us. Thanks a lot, buddy.
I hear the black choppers hovering above me as we speak.
There you go with the racial stuff again, Joe.
Man, just doesn't stop with you. Is that what you learned in the last year and a half? Or a year, or however long it's been?
I just, you know, I don't know. It's not, it's just a personal thing. I just hate talking to, and that's what I'm just... You know, I hate them.
You hate who?
All the Nate.
Well, maybe you should learn to respect their culture.
And all those, you goddamn Mitt. Just hate them.
Yeah, well, they think you're a with a bunch of, so you better watch your before they. Seven times. That was what happened last time.
Hey, the Angelina Jolie had her babies.
Multiple?
Yeah, she was expecting twins.
Did she get twins?
Well, she already had twins if you checked her out.
Yeah.
But,
talking about breasts. Unless you were talking about her lips.
What were we talking about?
Boobies.
Yeah. No, she had kids. Twins.
When Brad comes here in the next couple of months, I'll try to get an interview with him and get it back with you guys.
You can never get us that that other interview we tried to get you to get. It's all
Kevin Smith.
Yeah,
yeah, he was supposed to make an appearance on our fine program.
I'll work on Brad. He's a little bit easier to get access to.
Who's Brad?
Brad Pitt.
Oh. I thought maybe it was like Brad Smith, like Kevin Smith's like second cousin that you bumped into at a clerk's.
I could get Brad Pitt's brother. Did you know Peach? He's from here?
His brother's name's Peach, right?
I think it's Doug.
Doug. Well, that doesn't make a hilarious pun at all.
Doug.
Doug Pitt. Is it Douglas? Short for Douglas?
Actually, I'm not really sure if it's Doug or not. I just thought it would be Dougie. Really
little Dougie.
My name's Little Dougie. So, does anybody have any new exciting gaming system that is exciting and new?
No, I have a Wii.
I got a new 360.
Another new one, or?
I got the Red Ring of Death, so I went to a Best Buy and exchanged it out.
Ah.
So, I'm happy. Yay.
I'm trying to get one.
Still doesn't have one.
I'm trying to. It's just, you know, it's a lot of money to spend that I don't have right now.
What having babies?
I know.
Yeah, that's a good point. You guys are freaking raising a third world country over there or something. I mean, not that each and every one of them is not a loved and cherished angel. I'm just saying there needs to be some sort of prioritization placed.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. That's killing my game time. I'm telling you that right now.
You guys
kids?
Enjoy the other games?
Yes, we did. Thank you very much.
No problem. Just thought you guys would get a little use out of them.
What about you, Pink? What are you rolling with?
I am rolling. Actually, I have the Wii, which I don't know if we've ever talked about that, but it's sweet.
Yeah.
Wii. And then we actually picked up Xbox 360.
Awesome.
I know it is awesome because we needed to play GTA 4.
Oh.
This is actually Christine's. Well, I won't say that I didn't encourage her desire, but she really wanted to play GTA 4. And that was the only way we could.
I've seen her more online than I saw you online.
You're probably right. It's because she does the online school thing, and I do the brick-and-mortar school thing.
I think he's talking about Xbox, dumbass.
Listen here, you sorry piece of crap.
Well, it's true, Mr. Educated.
If you can't make connections between concepts, I can't help you. I was trying to explain that she spends more time at the house than I did at that point.
No.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Whatever. Nice save, jackass.
You're such a jerk. Next time it's going to be 18 months before we come back and do another podcast.
I doubt it. No, I think we got this thing licked.
What kind of podcast are we doing again? Between the happy endings and the lickings, I just don't know if I can participate anymore. Hello? Hello?
You lost me on that one.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know.
Just upset that I have to go to bed soon. I'm getting too old.
Yeah, I'm about to head there too.
Define soon.
I gotta wake up at 4:30 in the morning.
That's pretty early.
It's damn early. Gotta be to work at 6. So what's up with that?
What is up with that?
But I'm getting a ride from a really hot girl in my training class, so that it all equals out.
Not only that, she takes him to work. Zee! Ha ha ha!
Ah, I don't get it.
He's getting a ride from, and then she also picks him up, takes him to work.
What's your drink?
Oh,
girl?
Sex! That's what you're talking about.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Nice.
Her name is Lacey.
Lacey. Sounds like a stripper name.
Actually, it's kind of like a hippie name.
Really?
She is so granola.
You talking about the girl that's going to pick you up?
Do they really even use that term anymore, granola? I mean,
I don't know. It seems to clarify here, she's going to like a musical concert festival thing this weekend.
Uh-huh.
And she says that she goes, there's really no money. You can just like trade stuff. She's like, you can give people like a stone and they'll give you something for it. I'm like, okay. A little bit kind of hippy dippy, but you know, whatever. She's cute, so she gets away with it. But yeah, that's pretty much all that's going on.
What was her name again?
Lacey.
Lacey. You are the girl that's picking me up in the morning.
Dustin Rogers.
Yeah, Dustin Rogers is going to start opening some chicken restaurants around.
Nice.
Chicken.
Nice.
Dustin Rogers Roasters.
We cook up the good shit.
It's the bomb diggity, yo.
Take this job and... Oh, wait. Sorry. That was Willie.
Actually kind of impressed with the job I may have. I got to wait through training to actually say I haven't. I'm going to have a lot of power to wield around. People unhappy with their computer? Tough. You get no computer. I think they probably should have done a psych evaluation before they actually given me the job. But oh well.
I think they were probably looking for people that were power tripping.
Yeah.
They don't want somebody who's just going to buckle.
That's right.
Don't want somebody who wants friends. They want somebody who wants results.
That's right.
Well, they don't care about how much money is given away daily, so I guess I could just give away hundreds of thousands a day, and it's all beans and gravy.
That doesn't sound very good.
Not at all, actually. Beans and gravy?
What kind of gravy?
Bean gravy, dumbass.
Brown gravy.
What kind of beans?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Lima beans.
Jelly beans.
Jelly beans or brown gravy? Come on down to Dustin Rogers Chicken Shack and we'll put you up something right fine.
You! Yeah, boy. So it's been almost a year and a half and still not anything going on.
Yeah, it's not like we don't have lives going on beyond these podcasts. We just are shy about talking about them, I guess.
We have to get reintroduced to each other again.
Yeah.
Explore our feelings.
That's awesome. I am volunteering at a call phone counseling center.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So if you're ever this primarily applies to you, Rabbit, because Dustin, you're off in Missouri. But if you ever call 1-800-SUICIDE, the suicide hotline in Kansas from a Kansas area code, it'll go through all our call center.
I have a Kansas area code.
Then you'll be talking to our call center.
Woohoo!
I know. Isn't it exciting?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to try that one out.
Yeah.
Actually... It's this job.
I hope we're good.
I think I may be talking to you sooner than later.
Actually, you'll probably just start referring people to us. Oh, you don't like that? Well, let me give you this phone number.
Give me this number. I may be the number.
Kill yourself. So that's something that's going on.
So I got that going for me.
Yes. So I got that going. Yep. We just need a topic. That's what we need.
Yeah. Well, this is just a test. I just got a new new laptop. It's old, but it's, you know, new to me. So it was given to me. So
yeah, it's just happy about it. This is a test. This is going to be one of those, you know,
teasers.
We'll pull things. Yeah.
Maybe not a good teaser, but you know, it's what a bad podcast may sound like. So you know, we have room for improvement.
So something you might pull out might be your penis.
There you go.
There you go. There you have it. You guys aren't actually doing it, are you?
No.
Okay, good.
Oh, we're not?
Woo!
Things we're looking forward to here. We're looking forward to getting a new car, so that's on our top of the
3G?
List.
3G? 3G's getting a company car? That is sweet!
And it's gonna be parked right up front here. It's gonna be the Missouri division. We got our little check from George W. Our $600. So thank you, Bush. Give us some more, you little bastard.
It was actually yours in the first place, so.
I know, but he needs it.
Well, not really. I mean, that was a. I mean, it was everybody's.
Then I'm going to need it back, Dustin.
That's
Joe,
now.
You should send me yours, too. Huh?
I already spent mine.
Well, you better be pawning off some of those kids. Is that something you can do to get a 360? Sell your kids?
And can we do it at that place the granola chick's going?
I'll give you a kid for a 360.
That would be great.
I'm telling you, man, look at Craigslist.
Is an Xbox 360 on it?
I'm sure they're all over the place on that.
That's what we need to do. We need to start. Let's get a Joe an Xbox 360 fund. Because by the time I get one, there'll be like an Xbox 720 out. Easy, kitty.
That is Ollie. He's quite playful.
So you have two
now?
Yeah,
you'll get it. You'll get the 360 sometime, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
If you will. Two more days and NCAA football comes out.
I don't even know why you waste your money on that thing. You suck at it horribly.
Oh, yeah? Is that, well, my gamer score is better than yours?
I don't play it on the Xbox. I don't have an Xbox 360, you douchebag. Have you not been listening?
Yeah, but I'm just better at it, man.
Yeah.
He's better at something you don't do.
That's right. So suck it, Blue.
All right, fellas. I'm going to have to wrap this up. I got to put kids to bed.
You got to put them to sleep?
I got to put them to sleep.
That is
awesome.
You got
to put them down. You got to take them out. Breathe deeply, Ethan. Just take deep breath. No, that's.
I got one down.
This was fun.
I agree.
Are we gonna do this again?
If somebody's computer works correctly.
All right.
Yeah. Well, this is the first podcast that I think we've ever done where you didn't cut out, you know, half the time. So obviously. Obviously, we're well on
to
it.
Way to go,
yeah.
I tried.
Okay, well, I think I found a new home for these until I get my server up. I think we're going to be at 3g.mypodcast.com.
Is that the new one?
That's going to be the new one. That's going
to be able to do like, what's that called? iTunes and have MP3s available and everything on the other.
Yeah.
Format. That's cool.
Yeah.
What's the name of it again?
3G, all spelled out, .mypodcast.com.
And this will be up Thursday?
Yeah. I don't think I'll have it up tonight, but probably Thursday.
Oh, I thought you were committed to this process.
Actually, I'll be in Emporia Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
So you need to have it up by Tuesday.
So I need to, yes.
I'm just kidding. You do whatever you got to do.
I do. Every day.
Every day you do what you got to do?
Yep. But on that note, I'm out, fellas.
All right.
It was great talking to y'all.
Ditto.
Check you later.
Check you later.
Oh.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Just a beat of a goodbye.